Good evening. Daniel, are you the only one on?
Possibly.
I'll check. Daniel, right now you are the only one on.
Do you want to wait a few more minutes?
Yeah, I try and wait 10 minutes to see if somebody comes on.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in singing the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula chimincha tati seruva Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik Kabe Urinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharei No Preshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshehutha Devava Sham Ram Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Taharem Rachamre Sitkatha Ami Betetresh, Saditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Biro Tuvcha, Nae Adata. Etkuf Bet, said Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, which is the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the name God Elohim, as well as the Hebrew word for nature, Hateva. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Tukuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmat Siyakatenu Yodeya Alumot Shinkufav Dadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. And we'll use the 13 attributes of mercy for that purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun. Erech Apayim. V'rav Chesed V'emet. Notze Chesed V'alafim. Nosea on wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. now go back to this, the year of the goat, the energy of the year of the goat. And there are two verses that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu. Urchimu, urchilu, urchilu, urchimu. Le'achta l'shem yud he bevav he. B'yichuda. Shalim b'sha. B'kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohim alenu maasei yadenu konenei alenu maasei yadenu konenehu. Tzot saduni katzipor oyevayhinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these words could be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, 5777. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Adibaku Kasher Asipem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And now we will connect to the year of the energy of the year 5776, which is the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat willo yachlu lehavshit. Et kol ha'olot v'yichaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav leitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa 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 Yola Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohewahe Yohewahe. Zur Olam. The year 5775 is the year that death is swallowed up forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo yishem imeni lo tarpeni atbili ruki. Then we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, Niko Amahavui Asher Yitzabe Sham Wishabtem Eli Onahom Wehalachti Yitzem Wehayim Yeshno Barets Vehipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It is chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayom. In the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse that connects to this energy. And it is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto v'asher barishona. We're going to scan the 72 names of God at this time. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Today is an unusual day in that there are no tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. And whenever that happens, which is infrequently during the year, we utilize and make connection to the names of the tzaddikim who left where we do not know their dates. So from the Chumash, the men, is Seth ben Adam, the third son of Adam and Chava. And also Shem ben Noah, the progenitor of Abraham the patriarch. The females from the Chumash is Machla ben Selophad. She is the eldest daughter of Selophad, who died in the desert because he violated the Shabbat. And they wanted to have land, and they approached Moses, and he went to God, and God determined that the halakha is that they can receive the land that their father would have received as long as they stayed within the one tribe, as long as they all married within that tribe. So there's also Noah Bat Selophad, the second of the five, and Hogla Bat Selophad, the third of the five, and Milcha Bat Selophad, the fourth, and Tirza Bat Selophad, the fifth. And from more recent days, well, we're not sure when they actually passed away, is Rabbi Yechiel Ashkenazi, who is the son-in-law of the Baal Shem Tov, and Shlomo Kohen Rabinovich. He was a famous tzaddik who lived prior to World War II in Poland. and Bruria bat Rabbi Hanania ben Peradion. And this is a daughter of one of the 10 martyrs that we study on Tisha B'Av. And the eighth, the wife and the two sons of Rabbi Avraham Elimelech Perlo of Stolen Karlin, then Rabbi Yisrael. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's Zohar class is on the Parasha of Pechukotai. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. You click on that link, and it gives you a list of all of the Parashas in the year. Scroll down to the last Parasha in the book of Leviticus, or the first parasha before the book of Numbers. And click on that link, which is Parasha Pechukotai, and then you can scroll down to section 13, which is what we will read first. We have already said the L'shem Yehud, so we will just go in, start in with Pasuk 51. Ahi dikivu vif she'aichem shulacha imchem amartu chabarichu atun gir mitun diana viatun lav nit nedur biara ha mas mat ronita Navkat mechal hala imchon haitz tacharav kola hash hekala dili vidilkon itzharav tehalimalka la itchaze hekala ela kadihu Ayilim mitronita v'ched bademalka la yishtakach ela b'shata de'al b'hekala v'matronita v'yishtakach v'raha ima b'haykala Chadan Tohu Chachada Ashtadila Ishtakahu Bira Umatronita Haikala Hareva Mikola Elana Mav Avid Afrena imchon v'hashta a'agid Yisrael inhu v'galuta kudsha b'richu ishtekach imchon v'la shavik lon dekad yafkun Yisrael min galuta Kudsha Barichu Yehu Yetu Imchon Diktiv Vashav Hashem Elohecha Vashav Hashem Elohecha V'dai V'hait Bar. Well, that was interesting. My computer jumped, so give me a second. So the translation, this is the meaning of, for your transgressions was your mother put away. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, you brought it about that you and I shall not dwell in the land. Behold, the matron leaving the palace with you. Observe everything in ruin, my palace and yours in ruins. For the palace is not fit for a king, save when he enters it together with the matron, which is Malchut. The king then rejoices only when he enters their matron's palace, since she is with her children in the palace. All may then rejoice. Now that the son and the matron are not here, my palace is in ruins. What shall I do? I shall go with you. And now, though Israel are in exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, is with them and does not leave them. When Israel are released from the exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, will return with them, as it is written. Hashem, your Elohim, will turn your captivity. Indeed, Hashem, your Elohim, will turn. The Holy One, blessed be He, will return. We have already explained this. My commentary. This is clear. When the redemption takes place, Israel returns to Hashem. The Shekhinah returns to Hashem. And Hashem never becomes disconnected again. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? And section 14, these are the words of the covenant. Verse 52. Ravi chayayo, veribi asechawo. Az le biarcha arau behahiyo mearta bechach la amar rabbi shiayo le ribi yosei hai dikti eile divrei chabirit vegomer bala milvad Habirit, my divrei habirit, divrei gevura, mi baleya, amarleya, haupuha, alalu, mefi hadvura, behalalu, mipi, Atzmo shel Moshe behayitmar. The translation. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yossi were walking on the road when they chanced upon a cave in the field. Rabbi Chia questioned Rabbi Yossi concerning the words. These are the words of the covenant besides the covenant. Why does it say the words of the covenant? It should have said the words of Givurah. And he said to him, it has been explained that these curses in the book of Vayikra were said by Givurah, and that those in Devarim were said by Moses himself, as we have already learned. My commentary. Moses is a chariot for loving kindness, and above that meaning dot. The covenant is Givurah. Pasuk 53. My commentary is meant to help you understand the verse. It may or may not, as I'm realizing now. Pasuk 53. Tachatze eilem ve'ilem divrei habirit hawo Agidimipi Agurahawo Milin Mile Biritawo Yahata Vishpeya Dalyan Saviate Matsidik Vishtiat Mindina Dina me atar, Dina vehainu, Tzadik, 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 Beritinun, Beritikrun, Yalda milini lane, Bele Beritinun, Bekashir Berit kahada, Ugine kah zachor. Bishamor kashir kahada zahor bayom shamor balaila abirit kahada ugin kah birit vadai ivre habrit nin hu uvkol atar birit baatar. The translation. Come and see. The ones as well as the others are in the words of the covenant. For though they were from Giborah, yet they are the words of the covenant, since good and evil depend upon them. Good comes from the righteous, Yesod. Evil comes from judgment, the place of judgment. Righteousness, namely Malchut. Righteous and righteousness, Yesod and Malchut, are the covenant and are called the covenant. Therefore, these words are the words of the covenant. The covenant, which is Yesod and Malchut, is bound together. And hence, remember and keep, Tiferet and Malchut are bound together. Remember by day and keep by night. They are together by the secret of the verse, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom Echad, one day. Thus the covenant is Yesod and Malchut together. Since Zeran Pin is connected to Malchut only through Yesod, it is therefore written covenant, since they are indeed the words of the covenant. The reprimand in the book of Vayikra and in the book of Devarim. Wherever the word covenant is mentioned, it pertains to this place. My commentary. The place for the covenant is Malchut, connected to Yesod. Pasuk 54. Amar Rabbi Chiyayo, Badai Hakihu, Ukich Shabbat Ihu, Zahor Vishamor Ikre Berit, Ikti Vishamru, Bene Israel et Hashabbat, Leasot et Hashabbat, Ledoratam Berit Olam, Vekil. Wikola my mila ad beatar da ikre berit bekol atar. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said, surely this is so. And Shabbat, which is remember and keep, Yesod and Malchut, is called a covenant, as it is written. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, to observe the Shabbat throughout their generations, for the perpetual covenant. Everything is one and the same. The place, Yesod and Malchut together, is uniformly called the covenant. My commentary. There really is no commentary that is necessary. The verse is clear as it is written. Pasuk 55. Tachatzi ketiv natayitzi shalom ba'aretz hu yisodi hu shelamadi ara shelamadi bita shelamadi alma v'yisriti etchem achani sheva my Zion dat tzedek avadai berit ukich divrei havrit min hu. The translation. Come and see, it is written, and I will give peace in the land. Peace is yesod, which is peace in the land. Household peace, and the peace of the world. Since Malchut is called land, house, and the world. And I will chastise you, even I. Seven. What is seven? Surely it is righteousness, Malchut, on the side of judgment. Assuredly this is the covenant, and therefore these are the words of the covenant. My commentary. Earlier, I wrote a commentary on a verse that talked about seven levels and one seventh, and I was referring back to that commentary, which we didn't read tonight. It was in section 12. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? So section 15, I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them. Pasuk 56, Amar Rabbi Yosei Ketiv Ve'ach Gam Zot Be'iyotam Be'eretz Oyevachem Ve'gomer Ve'ach Gam Zot Ve'ach Kada'a Afani Gam L'ribot Ki Dikre Zot Dila Shivkat Lo Le'almin Biyotam be'eretz oyevat yachem avahem Biyotam kola kachada lo me'astim ve'lo gialtim ve'gindila yitchabar ve'hu le'afar beritim Dahi la efrok lehu haberiti palig ufkis leha per beriti atem atam. The translation. Rabbi Yosef said, it is written, and yet for all that, literally, and also even this, when they are in the land of their enemies, and also even this, even is as even I, which refers to Zerunpin, also includes the congregation of Israel, called this, the Hebrew word is Zot, which is Malchut, that never leaves them. When they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them, though I am not connected to them, so that I will break my covenant with them. because if I do not redeem them, my covenant is divided, and the union between Yesod and Malchut is undone. The scripture therefore says to break my covenant with them. My commentary. This pasuk is a promise to never leave the relationship to the children of Israel. This pasuk is difficult for the Catholic Church to absorb. This is why most of the people who follow the man from Nazareth also interpret the Bible literally. Elsewhere, the Zohar says that a human being who interprets the Bible literally is a fool, and even elsewhere makes an even worse statement about these people. That statement is, it would be better if they were never born. And this is why I constantly reinforce the idea that Torah has 70 explanations and 70 understandings and 70 interpretations for each story, for each verse, for each word, and for each letter. Pasuk 57. Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Ana Shemana Milachata Yamar Rabbi Elazar Lo Miasim Velo Gialtim Lekaltam Lahakitim Velaharagtim Lekalotam Mibaeleya Elala Miastim Velagealtim Mandisane Liahara Mais Ulikavleya Begala Hubegiut La Kamea Avalhaka Labiastim Vilagialtim Memtet Begin de Chabiruta Denafsha Binaihu Ugina Kulhu Chavivin Vilvai Chahidiki Leko Lekilotam Lekoltam Ketiv Haser Vabegina Labeistim Vilagealtim Begindihi Rahimata Denashai Rahimuta Dili Givbarcha. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said, I have heard something new that Rabbi Elazar said. I will not cast them away. Also, I will not detest them, nor will I abhor them to destroy them utterly. It should have been written, I will not hit them, nor will I kill them to destroy them utterly. And he answers, the meaning of I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them, is that a man who hates someone is abhorred and detested by him. But here, I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them. Why? Because the beloved of my soul is among them. Nor will I abhor them. Why? Because the beloved of my soul is among them, namely the Shekhinah, for whose sake they are all my friends. Hence it says, Lechalotam, literally to destroy them utterly. Lechalotam is spelled without the Vav, as an allusion to the Shekhinah, called a bride. Hebrew is Kala. Lechalotam is as for the Kala. It is for the bride that I do not detest or abhor them, because she is the beloved of my soul, and the beloved of my soul is among them. My commentary. This verse is hinting to the idea that individual children of Israel can be destroyed, yet the idea of the children of Israel will never be lost or destroyed completely. Consider the Shoah. Approximately half of the Jewish people were destroyed, yet the children of Israel remained strong, although considered a weak generation. Pasuk 58. Debar nashterachim ita vechavat daira beshuka devur sakel ila avit hayat aman la'il bale almin kewan dehiyo Taman dame bino kishok shuka derochle de korachin de almin davin ishtakahu taman. The translation. This is like a man who loves a woman who lives in a market of tanners who smell disagreeably. Were she not there, he would never have entered there. Since she is there, the tanner's market seems to him like a market of spice merchants, where there are all the best odors in the world. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as it is written. There may be some additional information in the word tanner that we can unpack letter by letter when we have time. Pasuk 59. Of hakaviach gam zot v'hiotam v'eret ovehem v'hu shoka devur saikei lo me'astim v'lo ga'altim v'yamai l'kol otam v'gin kalach tam v'y'a'ana v'chemna la'de'ihi v'chemanta v'nafsha v'sharya taman v'dami ali Kikol rechim, tavim di alma, begin ahiyo kala, vivgavaihu, amar rabbi ose, ilulai ta'ataina, akaila lemashma, milada dai, dai, dai. The translation. Here too, and you yet for all that, even when they are in the land of their enemies, which is a tanner's market of evil smells, I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them. Why? To destroy them utterly. The Hebrew word is lechachalotam, because their bride, Hebrew is kalatam, the Shekhinah who abides there is my love and the beloved of my soul. It therefore seems to me like the best fragrance in the world due to the bride that dwells among them. And Rabbi Yossi said, had I come only to hear this, it would be enough. My commentary. To know that all of the children of Israel will eventually become tzaddikim is hinted in this pasuk. That's the end of section 15. Does anyone have any questions? We don't have enough time, I think, to finish section 16, so we'll stop here. Does anybody have any questions? will count the Omer in about 45 minutes. And tomorrow night, Friday night, we'll count the Omer at this same time of 8:30. And then for Shabbat at 6 p.m., we will have a Havdalah and third meal to strengthen our immune system. And then at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Bamidbar. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.